Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. We are a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, December 5th, 2014, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. Phase 2 vacation awards have been awarded, and Phase 3 tertiary vacation bidding will open December 6th, 2014, and close on December 10th, 2014 at 0830 local domicile time. Phase 3 bid awards will be posted no later than December 11, 2014. For more information on the 2015 vacation bidding process, visit our website. In August of 2013, an MEC grievance, MEC 6-13, was filed when the company issued new name bars to flight attendants for the new uniform and unilaterally chose to use the names that were listed on the TSA crew badge rather than affording flight attendants the opportunity to choose the name by which they would be referred to while on the aircraft, including any registered alias. In full resolution of the dispute, AFA and the company have reached an agreement that will provide those flight attendants who had a nickname in the FDMS screen or an approved alias on file as of March 1, 2013, and who did not receive name bars with the alias or nickname with the ability to order replacement name bars at company expense through December 15, 2014. You can access the name bar order form from the link on the homepage of unitedafa.org. We have received a number of questions from those flight attendants who are also purser qualified, seeking information as to how to request the different name bars required by the company's appearance standards. Purser qualified flight attendants are issued two different name bars. Uniform standards require that the purser name bars have a first and last name on them, while name bars for those not working in the purser position require only a first name. We have confirmed with management that those reviewing and processing the name bar request will be watching for those flight attendants who are also purser qualified and are anticipating that they will receive two separate requests, one for the purser name bar and the other for the flight attendant name bar for these individuals. By now, most of you have read about the changes management plans to implement relative to the Buddy Pass travel program and the ability of our buddies to travel unaccompanied internationally. These changes have been proposed to become effective in January 2015. The initial information from the company has raised more questions than it has answered, and we have set out to obtain a better understanding of these changes, to address the disparate treatment between employee groups, and to find a way to offer constructive suggestions to ensure our benefit programs are used as intended. We are very much aware of the adverse impact these changes will have on all employees, and we are evaluating our available options. It is anticipated this assessment will be concluded in short order, and we hope to arrange meetings with United Senior Management to discuss our concerns with the intent of modifying the decision that has been made in the interest of the hardworking men and women of United Airlines. In any circumstance where a decision needs to be made, decision makers can be falsely persuaded to believe that a focus on the negative aspects of the problem is the path to resolution. We would hope that in an environment that has, as its stated foundation, principles of working together, that a different focus is not only possible, it's preferable. We choose to continue our efforts toward that which is possible and positive, and will work to convince those who have been persuaded otherwise to change course. In October, we reported to you that during our fall 2014 regular meeting of the United Master Executive Council, the elected leadership of the union considered and evaluated a proposal from United Management that would improve the benefits provided under the Resignation Special Pass Benefit Letter of Agreement, LOA, on page 317 of the 2012 through 2016 contract. This letter of agreement provides a special pass travel benefit to those individuals who resigned having completed 20 years of company seniority. AFA has agreed to amend this letter of agreement as it benefits flight attendants and provides many improved benefits to those currently receiving these benefits, as well as to those who may receive these benefits in the future. We are currently waiting for United to develop the automation necessary to implement this enhanced, updated provision of our contract. During the month of December, it is acceptable to wear one of the following holiday accessories. For women, conservative holiday scarf, earrings, necklace, hair barrette, hosiery, or socks, with slacks only, or one holiday pin. For men, conservative holiday necktie, socks, or one holiday pin. These items may be worn from December 1st through December 31st, 2014, as long as the item is in good taste, in the spirit of the holidays, and highlights our professional image. Uniforms may not be altered in any manner, and all other appearance regulations remain in effect. Additionally, the following holiday items are not permitted: headwear, vests, sweaters, and aprons. Flight attendants who are working crew members will have the ability to travel with up to 2 people using buddy passes who will travel at the flight attendant's personal pass classification. This applies to both the domestic and international travel and is available over the following period. Beginning December 18, 2014 and ending on or before midnight this January 5, 2015. When creating your reservation through United's Employee Res, remember to check the Traveling with Working Crew Member box to make sure that your buddies are booked at the correct pass classification. You are required to notify the gate agent in person when your buddy accompanies you at the city where they are aborted and at a connecting city with an aircraft change. If seats are not available, the buddies will travel at the unaccompanied classification on the next available flight on which they can be boarded. Joint negotiation will continue through next week in Chicago. The Joint Negotiations Committee is expected to provide an update through the Our United newsletter next Friday after this session. All JNC updates can be found on the JNC website at www.ourunited.org. If you are not signed up to receive the Our United newsletter, please do so also at www.ourunited.org. That's all for tonight, and thank you for calling.